This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All. The road begins, Josh.
What road?
The fact that the Maryland Terrapins are close to one game away, one win away, from matching their win total from last year.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to forget last year, though. That was a dark age for Maryland football.
Yeah. Some coach got fired. I think, what was his name? Something to do with a car in the 50s that was not running very well. Randy Etzel.
All I could remember was his final parting words every single game.
Every single game.
Well, now in 2016, you're in a DJ Durkin era where he comes from the minds of football, current great coaches such as Jim Harbaugh at Michigan and Urban Meyer at Ohio State.
I was about to say, maybe you were going with a Paul Bear Bryant?
No.
Coaching legends? These guys are still there.
Well, Paul Bear Bryant did used to coach for 1 year at Maryland before being discovered at Alabama and all those other places.
All right, well, anyway, they are going up against UCF. UCF this week, so you have a chance to match your win total from last year.
Well, Ray, not only that, but, you know, I don't want to rain on your parade of them going 3-0 to start the season, but their next three games after they're done their non-conference schedule, they have a home game against Purdue, a road game against Penn State, and then another home game against Minnesota. Dare I say it? Does Maryland actually have a chance of starting 6-0 in the young college football season?
And not only starting out 6-0, but actually getting some wins in the Big Ten?
And not only getting wins in the Big Ten, but starting off undefeated and getting national recognition. Okay, I'm getting way ahead of ourselves.
Way deep ahead of yourself.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, Maryland fans. It's still early in the season. Run game has looked great for Maryland, though. We do have to give them that. And also, not to mention, we're seeing a much more improved, even though it's two games against non-conference, we're seeing a much more improved passing game out of the Maryland offense, especially out of one senior Perry Hills. And not to mention, you also have a solid running game led by sophomore Lorenzo Harrison, who is averaging 7.7 yards a carry and has two rushing touchdowns this year.
Now, those are football names right there. Perry Hills and Lorenzo Harrison.
And also, there is a freshman quarterback, Tyrell Pigrome, who's 5-for-8 for 67 yards. So, hey.
Wait, what?
Tyrell Pigrome. And, yeah, he is on the Maryland's quarterback depth chart, and he is a freshman. They have a freshman quarterback. Not like that one guy who promised he was going to Maryland, and oh yeah, he committed to Ohio State right after Randy Etzel got fired.
Well, I remember that too, and there were things that were happening.
He who shall not be mentioned.
Yeah, let's not mention him at all.
No, that'll just upset Maryland fans in general.
Remember, we're supposed to forget about last year. It's supposed to be in the distant memory for Terps football. You're supposed to think that every year, especially in the post-Ralph Regan era.
Well, let's look at the Maryland statistics, I should say, going into their last game against Florida International facing the Golden Panthers. Maryland winning that game 41-14. Perry Hills having quite an efficient game, going 13-for-18, well above 70% in passing percentage. 210 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. I will say that is probably the best game that he has played in quite some time. And not to mention, Ray, going into the fourth quarter, Maryland had a 41-7 lead going into the fourth. Didn't score in the fourth, but defense still let up a little bit, gave up a touchdown against Florida International. But that's all they needed to do at that point. It was pretty much, well, you know, we got the win. Let's not leave anybody injured on the field. We'll give them their little last hurrah, and then we'll leave with a huge victory. I think what you're seeing in the difference between Maryland this year compared to last year, even though we're harping on the pass a little bit, we are seeing an offense that actually keeps their foot on the pedal. They keep their foot on the proverbial throat of their opponent and don't let up. Now, can they do that against Purdue, Penn State, and Minnesota coming up when their Big Ten schedule starts? We don't know. You know, but until then, we have to look and see what else they have to do.
Yeah, because once that Big Ten schedule started, you're like, yeah, they're not winning another game this season.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's your thought process going in, thinking, you know, every game's going to be tough because, let's face it, how many upsets did we see in last year's college football season? Quite a bit.
We almost saw another one by Appalachian State this year.
Exactly.
So it could very well happen this year.
You remember that year Appalachian State actually upset Michigan in Michigan?
Yeah.
That was a heartbreaking year for those Michigan fans.
That actually was the start of a downhill spiral for the Michigan Wolverines, because they just haven't been the same since. And now that they have Harbaugh as their coach, now they seem to be on the rise. But I just remember, you know, that was, I think, Lloyd Carr's last year. And then, yeah, he gets upset by Appalachian State, and that program, like, took off. And Michigan just could not recover ever since then. They were always in a downhill spiral, so... Maybe it's nice to see them making a rebound nowadays, especially with good old Jim Harbaugh, who I always thought was kind of got the short end of the stick in San Francisco.
Well, I don't think San Fran is missing him too much, even though they're given a 1-0 start, even though it was one of the worst Monday Night Football games ever.
Oh, it was and the highlight of that football game was a fan running on the field and getting play-by-play call by Kevin Harlan.
That's on Deadspin right now, isn't it?
That's on everywhere.
God, it is everywhere now. I saw it on Deadspin.
Yeah, because they synced it up with the actual video. It's like, there's a fan on the field. This man is drunk. He's at the 40, the 30. Oh, they're not going to get him.
Speaking of Maryland offense, since we're still on the subject of it, we talked about Perry Hill's improved play at the quarterback position in his final year at Maryland. We talked about the running game with Lorenzo Harrison. Maybe not so much Maryland's answer to the departure of Torrey Smith back from 2010, but more so their answer to the departure of Stephon Diggs is one sophomore receiver, DJ Moore, who is number one on your programs. The 5'11", 215-pound sophomore receiver out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So far this year, Ray, in his first game in the 52-13 win over Howard, he had 4 catches, 37 yards. In his last game against Florida International, 6 catches, 147 yards, 2 touchdowns, and also had a long reception of 45 yards. Now, that is a weapon right there that Maryland so desperately needed over the years, especially in the Big Ten. You do need to utilize those kinds of weapons.
All right, here's another thing, too, that is the biggest takeaway from both of these games with the Maryland Terrapins going into UCF. They really haven't turned the football over this year.
No. Not at all. They've been keeping the football very safe, both in the passing and running game.
You're talking about a team that had 36 turnovers last year, that led to their 3-9 record, and now they haven't thrown a single interception in the first two games. They haven't done that since, like, what, 2001?
Since about 2001. And not to mention, you also have a defense that is a little bit faster. I mean, granted, it is led by Will Likely, who, as of this moment, seems to be the only Maryland Terrapin player who, if we're looking towards the 2017 draft, may end up getting drafted by an NFL team, but that's neither here or there. But yeah, you are seeing a much faster defense that's getting two offenses, leading them to three and outs, and giving Maryland a chance at short yardage possessions. Of course, as we're moving along to Central Florida, this is a game right here, and you got to remember, history has shown whenever Maryland has a game football-wise against Central Florida, most times it doesn't fall into their favor. Sometimes they'll win the game 35-28. Sometimes they'll lose a game 17-10, and it'll just be a downer for that Maryland team. All right, so this coming Saturday at 7 o'clock, and for those looking for it on television, it'll be on the CBS Sports Network, but until then, after that, every other game will be on the Big Ten Network. But for those who are curious to watch that game, it's right there. All right, so they're facing a 1-1 UCF team on the road. Both their quarterbacks are comparable there. Holman is comparable to Hills with 2 touchdowns of his own. Wilson has 2 rushing touchdowns. The Harrison's 2 rushing touchdowns. And their leading receiver has 4 receptions, 65 yards, 1 touchdown. Ray, can DJ Durkin continue this forward success of a stout, speedy defense against the UCF Knights, or are we going to leave week 3 of the college football season with some pessimism going into the Big Ten season?
Well, you look at DJ Durkin's comments about UCF, they're not taking this game lightly, so I would think that he's got them ready for Saturday, because Central Florida is going to be their toughest competition yet going into. It's kind of like an ascending schedule going into the Big Ten, whereas last year was, let's get as many cream puffs together as we can before we ultimately get annihilated.
Yeah, just like any other team. I mean, you look at Notre Dame, Alabama, they faced, well, actually Alabama was more disappointed in their win. Or actually, I think Nick Saban was more disappointed in Lane Kiffin's coaching than he was necessarily in the overall win. But of course, if you are complaining about a blowout victory that should have been more blown out of proportion, so to speak, on the scoreboard, I guess that's why you have one of the best teams in the country. And while we're in September and we're nearing the end of the Big Ten, we're nearing the end of the non-conference schedule for the Terrapins, I will say this. If Maryland starts off 3-0, equals their win total from last year, the DJ Durkin era is going to go off to a great start. But if they underperform against UCF, look for those Terrapin pessimists to come out of the woodwork and just make this season much worse than it needs to be.